This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hiring is among the most consequential decisions a company has to make. Who's going to fit? Who's going to contribute? And who's not going to be a problem? Sometimes a big problem. Sexual harassment in the workplace has always been an issue. But in the 8 or 9 months, I guess, since Me Too became a movement, companies have been paying more attention. As Ashley Milne-Tite reports, they're looking to steer clear of problems and also of liability by not hiring potential harassers in the first place.
Corinne Jones is an HR consultant in New York City. For months, her clients, mostly small companies, have been peppering her with questions on how to avoid hiring a harasser. Many are paying a couple of $100 for various background checks when they didn't used to. Jones doesn't just call the references a candidate supplies.
We're rather calling former employers, talking to colleagues, coworkers, supervisors, people that they wouldn't necessarily have listed, to understand what the day-to-day working relationship was like with that individual.
All in an effort to sniff out someone with an unsavory past. She says among her clients, financial firms are particularly concerned. Wall Street for years has had employees sign agreements promising to keep confidential any disputes over harassment. But a recently enacted New York State law will ban such agreements beginning in July.
In the financial industry, this has been an area that they've always been able to stand behind or hide behind, and that's not something they're going to be able to continue to do.
They want to ensure new hires won't put the firm at risk.
Hi, I'm here to see Minna Kotkin.
Minna Kotkin is a professor at Brooklyn Law School and an expert on employment law. She says any background search needs to sort rumor from reality. The challenge is sometimes getting former employers to open up. They're not in the habit of divulging much.
They're concerned about defamation. So generally, most companies will only give dates of employment. So it requires the company that's hiring to do some digging.
As Corinne Jones did recently on behalf of a client. She discovered a candidate for a VP role had a years-old criminal conviction around what she describes as harassment and assault. That led her to track down a former employer. He opened up about the employee's inappropriate behavior and
some other potentially disastrous behavior as it related to finances and access to company information.
The candidate was dropped from the search. Minna Kotkin says these days, employers aren't just weeding through a person's past. When they hire the top brass, some are insuring against future scandals. She's seeing more contracts that include
an indemnification provision.
Part of a contract stating if the executive harasses a colleague who then sues the company, that executive must pay all legal costs and damages. It's a stark warning. Alonso Martinez is associate counsel for compliance at HireRight. He says a background check package for an executive is typically around $1,000.
We've had these high-profile hire situations where employers are looking at things like validating an individual's arrest records.
So they want to check out any arrest that was related to harassment or assault, even when there was no conviction.
Looking at arrest records is far more broad and far more problematic for employers because, again, an arrest record does not necessarily mean that an individual has truly and conclusively been convicted of a crime.
They could have been falsely accused. Still, employers are weighing arrests as a possible clue to future behavior. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.